Segway residents speak out about the Assembly's use of executive session for lease negotiations. And former Senator Albert Kukesh recovers from a heart attack. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Marta Friedmiller. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly last week had a short meeting and approved a grant request application for the Pulling Creek Stream Walk Project. If the funding is approved from the Federal Lands Access Program, the municipality would only be responsible for maintenance of the project. The Assembly unanimously approved the grant application. While the grant application approval was about the only major action taken by the Assembly on Thursday, a handful of residents spoke out at the meeting about an ordinance not on the Assembly's slate until next meeting. The group previously approved a second hearing for an ordinance that would no longer require a public vote on proposed leases of municipal land. Current code requires a lease worth more than $250,000 be ratified by voters. Some Assembly members said they wanted to allow some time before the second reading to hear from the public, which they did on Thursday. First up was Andrew Cremata. He said the Assembly, mayor, and manager are not professional negotiators.
Well, I'm an amateur too, and I would like to be able to weigh in on whatever negotiations take place with ADA and with White Pass.
Cremata also pointed out that the lease negotiations have primarily taken place in executive session, meaning the public is left with little information about the negotiations.
I do appreciate what you do, but so much of what has happened with White Pass has happened in executive session that I don't feel like I'm very well informed as a voter. And while we did vote for you to be in this position, I would still like to make that choice as a voter.
Tom Cochran said he did not have a problem with the Assembly changing the code so leases did not have to be ratified by voters because he believes voters can be heard at the ballot box. But he said if the Assembly is going to have a threshold of when leases should be voter ratified, the threshold should be based on length of the lease, not amount of the lease. He used the current White Pass lease of the ore dock as an example.
Because I think the main point is we don't ever want to get into a 55-year lease again. Stuff changes too much in that short amount of time.
Jan Retmore echoed Cochran's thought about using lease terms as possible thresholds for voter ratification on a lease. She also said the White Pass and ADA lease negotiations have been difficult for the public to follow because so much of the discussion has taken place in executive session.
I think so much of the negotiation has been done in executive session that it's really incumbent upon the Assembly to thoroughly vet this proposed lease, even to the extent of holding workshops.
The Assembly will hear a second reading of the ordinance on March 7th. The Assembly on Thursday did enter executive session to hear via phone conference from Mayor Stan Selmer, Manager Tom Healy, and Assemblyman Dan Henry, who were still out of town from their trip to Florida, where they met with ClubLink CEO Ray Sahi. The meetings were about the White Pass lease negotiations. No action was taken, and a follow-up executive session for Friday was canceled. Assemblyman Paul Reichert also updated the Assembly on the search for a new Skagway manager. He said the committee has narrowed their search to two finalists, George Edes of California, who once served as manager of Wrangell, and John Erickson of Juneau, a planner for the state and former manager of Thorne Bay. The men are currently undergoing background checks, Reichert said, and the search committee was planning to meet this week to take a next step. Former Senator Albert Kukesh's condition has been upgraded from serious to fair. He is recovering from a February 18th heart attack at the Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. Kukesh chairs the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation's board and co-chairs the Alaska Federation of Natives board. The Yangoon Democrat served 16 years in the State House and Senate. Sea Alaska recently posted an online update saying he has become more awake and alert and has been able to communicate with his family. The website says his strength is slowly returning. Family members have asked that no flowers be sent since he is allergic, and they also request friends and associates wait until he recovers further before trying to contact him. To keep updated on Kukesh's condition, visit SeaAlaska.com. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday. On the agenda is the first hearing on an ordinance aimed at clarifying the financial disclosure reporting process for local public officials. Voters chose to exempt local public officials from the state financial disclosure laws in last fall's election. The borough clerk writes she is in the process of developing a reporting form and instructions, and she believes some of the area of the code need clarification. The assembly will also discuss the renewal of a lease of the Human Resources Building to the Chilkat Valley Preschool. Although borough manager Mark Ernest said Monday he is unsure what he recommends for this ordinance or what he might suggest to the assembly on it on Tuesday. Last November, an architecture firm hired by the borough to do a condition survey on borough buildings pointed out that buildings used for educational purposes are usually required to have fire sprinkler systems. The Human Resources Building does not have a sprinkler system, but it's unclear how that affects the preschool as a nonprofit group that leases the building. Ernest said Monday there are concerns with the building. The condition assessment was not an official report by an engineer, just observations by architects, he said. But he is in the process of evaluating and researching if more steps need to be taken to address the building's problems. He said he doesn't anticipate any issues with the preschool continuing to use the space in the short term if the lease is approved by the assembly on Tuesday. Under ordinances up for introduction is one that amends borough code to require proof of vehicle insurance and establish a $500 uninsured motorist fine. This ordinance comes at the suggestion of the Finance Committee. The committee was interested in putting some traffic violations into borough code because it could affect the borough's portion of the collected fines. Under new business, the assembly will discuss the issue of nonprofit funding again. The mayor is bringing up the issue in hopes of streamlining how the borough determines nonprofit requests and appropriations in its budget. Mayor Stephanie Scott is suggesting the assembly make a motion Tuesday to clarify its intention to fund or not fund local nonprofits. Each year, nonprofits make funding requests to the borough to consider in its budget. If the assembly affirms its intention to accept and consider nonprofit requests, Mayor Scott is then asking the assembly to clarify how it will consider those requests. She suggests the assembly view nonprofits as partners with the borough in delivering public services and develop a scoring matrix for reviewing applications. Under the mayor's idea, nonprofits would be asked to explain how they believe they are providing a service that compares to other categories of services the borough provides, such as emergency services, public parks and recreation activities, and economic development. Nonprofits would also be asked to suggest which borough funding source they think is most appropriate for their service or activity. Mayor Scott writes that she wants to underscore that by funding nonprofits, the borough is outsourcing government services that might otherwise be included in the borough budget if Haynes had a larger government or served a larger population. The meeting will be preceded by a committee of the whole for a presentation by the borough attorney on the Alaska Open Meetings Act. For a complete agenda and meeting packet, visit the borough website at haynesalaska.gov. The assembly meets Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. for the Committee of the Whole meeting, with the regular meeting to follow at 6:30.
The Skagway Elks Lodge 431 was able to raise $800 to make several upgrades to the senior citizens' winter facilities during a fundraiser Sunday the 17th. The building, which acts as a daycare in the summer months, is to receive full-spectrum lights, a microwave, and floor mats. All materials for the improvements are to be purchased locally. The fundraiser was made possible by an Elks National Foundation Beacon grant and also included a meal for the seniors and participants. If you're interested in participating in an Elks fundraiser, 431 Officer Andrew Cromata explains there are a number of ways to pitch in.
Well, the best thing to do is to become an active member of the lodge. The dues that we collect from people all go toward the charitable programs that the Elks do, not just locally, but also nationally. And then from there, really the sky is the limit. There's always a need for volunteers. If people want to actually make a cash donation, they can go directly into the building and do that via the social room by talking to one of the bartenders, or they can talk to one of the officers or really anyone affiliated with the lodge and earmark their money in whatever way that they choose. There's definitely a need. The Elks does a lot for the community, and we need all the support we can get.
For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
Sixteen youth basketball teams competed in the annual Triple Threat Tournament at the Haynes School last weekend, representing Haynes, Juneau, and Skagway. The boys' C squad from Skagway took first place in its division, preventing a Juneau sweep at the tournament. Nate Leggett of Skagway was the MVP. The best showing for Haynes' team was second place in the girls' B competition. Local all-tournament honorees include Marissa Haddock of Haynes and Haley Jensen of Skagway in girls' C. Jacob Stegan of Haynes and Alex Ackerman and Nate Leggett of Skagway in boys' C. Boji Siebens and Kayla Yeoman of Haynes in girls' B. And Charlie Bauer of Haynes in boys' B. Ralph and Sarah Swinton were the lead tournament organizers. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Jim Devereaux in Skagway and Krista Kilsmeyer for help with this report. We're always open to your comments and story ideas and appreciate hearing from you. And you can visit our news section online at khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. This is Margaret Friedenauer in the KHNS Newsroom. We are news from the Upper Lynn Canal and Southeast region every weekday from Monday evening through Friday morning. On Monday mornings, we feature NPR Business News. And on Friday evenings, we bring you the Alaska Fisheries Report. We have a wrap-up of that week's local news on Saturday's Lynn Canal Weekend. And you can always listen to your news on your time and anytime by going to khns.org. Thanks for listening.